Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3466PN. Today's date is October 3rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is FBI's Behind the Iranian Assassins. Plan is working. Sometime, you must show the people. About our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have tried everything to get Trump. I mean, now we have Jack Smith. He's releasing more information. Joe Chukan is allowing it. Of course, they just want to get the headlines. They're trying to convince people that Trump's a criminal. Now, this hasn't worked in the past. Do they really think it's going to work right now? No, we know what's going to happen. They put this out there on purpose. They're trying to manipulate the elections. They're interfering in the election, just like with the Russian laptop, which was actually Hunter Biden's laptop. And they're doing this for headlines. Later on, what you're going to see is that, once again, they have no case. They're just doing it because they're pushing everything that they have. And actually, when you really look at it, they're running out of ammunition. And I do believe this is why they decided, you know something, let's try to take him out, because we've tried everything else to take him out. So let's actually physically take him out. Now, what's very interesting about the assassins and what the DOJ is reporting and the FBI is reporting and DHS is reporting is that the Iranians are after Trump. Now, really think about this, and let's back up a little bit, because remember, we have Obama, we have Brennan, and many others that are in DC, where Obama brought all these people in. And most of these people are part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And when Trump went ahead and assassinated Soleimani, were they pissed off? Was Brennan pissed off? They were all pissed off, especially those people in the FBI, DOJ, because it's all part of the criminal syndicate. So now they're creating this idea that because of what he did, Iran is actually trying to assassinate him. Now, really think about it. So they're trying to assassinate Trump, and they're actually hacking Trump's information and giving it to Kamala and Waltz. So it looks like the deep state players, they're able to come up with some type of narrative where they can use this. And this fits into everything that they want to do, because when you really look at it and you look at the 16-year plan, what do they want to do? They want to bring us into war. So can they use Russia again? Remember, everything was debunked. The people are awake. The people understand that there was no Russia collusion. Trump was not working with Putin. Russia had nothing to do with the 2016 election. So I do believe they use this to create the narrative. Now, what we've come to learn is that the FBI is actually behind the Iranian assassins. Does that really come as a surprise? Because again, the FBI is behind what? January 6th, actually the Inspector General already indicated that there were FBI agents, confidential human sources, and they don't want to really release this until after the election. But they already admitted that, yes, the FBI was involved in all of that. And we know from the video, we can actually see those agents, and some of them were dressed up as Trump supporters. And once again, who's behind all of this? Well, it's the FBI, DOJ, CIA, the entire criminal syndicate. And what people are starting to realize is that the criminal syndicate hates the American people. Think about it. The criminal syndicate set them up and made the world believe it was the Trump supporters that were the insurrectionists. Then from there, what did they do? They said, oh, since they were the insurrectionists, well, they are the white supremacists. They are the MAGA extremists. They built the narrative off of that when it's really them. Then they expanded it into name calling. And then after name calling, what did they do? Well, when there's a disaster or something is happening, they actually ignore the American people. Actually, you're seeing how the criminal syndicate can't stand the American people. And actually, when you look at the criminal syndicate, what have they been doing to the Constitution? They've been violating the constitutional rights of the American people every step of the way. When you look at everything that they're trying to do with free speech, with censoring, because Adam Schiff already came out and said, listen, we need to censor everyone that doesn't agree with us. We see Newsom. He said, you know something, I'm going to ban parody videos and anything that you create out of AI. We're not going to allow you to put that up on social media. You can see how they're violating your constitutional rights every step of the way. The same thing with what's going on in all the airports and every place you go. When they search you, that is a violation of our constitutional rights. They cannot stand the Constitution. They can't stand the American people that actually back up the Constitution. But throughout all of this, you know what the people have realized? You know what the people are seeing? The people are now seeing the criminal syndicate, and the plan is working. Even those people that were against Trump, when those people saw the insurrection, they said, I can never vote for this guy. You know what's interesting? Is those people are now saying, you know something, what Kamala's doing, what Biden's doing, what the criminal syndicate is doing is 10 times worse than what happened on January 6th. So those people, they're now saying, you know something, I see it. I see what's going on. See, sometimes you must show the people the truth because that's the only way they're actually going to change. You can have debates. You could talk to people. You can continually do this. But again, unless you show the people, they're not going to make a change because when they're on the precipice of destruction, that's when they wake up. Yes, J.D. Vance was out there. Trump was out there during the debate saying, listen, are you better off now or were you better off about 4 or 5 years ago? You see, that had nothing to do with debates. That had to do with the people actually experiencing an economic system breaking down and those individuals lying to the people. And all they had to do at a debate and say, listen, are you better off? Look at the open borders. Remember when I had the borders all secure and everything, and the wall was being built? Are you better off now or are you better off back then? The only reason they can say that is because they showed the people. And the people, they woke up and they started to see the truth. The same thing that is happening now as we approach war. The people are going to wake up in droves. Because again, when the people reach the precipice of destruction, that's when they find the will to change. That's when Trump can use this, J.D. Vance can use this to their advantage. So what you're experiencing in this world today, in this country, the patriots, Trump, the patriots, the military, they wanted the people to see it firsthand. They wanted the people to experience it firsthand because this is the only way that people will actually make a change. And you could see that at this point, it is absolutely working because the people could see the two-tier justice system. They could see that open borders do not work. They could see that all their policies with the Green New Scam and Great Reset and everything they told us was going to make America great, it actually isn't. You could see the difference between a leader that has peace across the world and leaders that actually are pushing war and don't know how to stop the war from coming. This is what people are realizing. This is what people are experiencing. And people are already recognizing that the election system, well, you can manipulate it very, very easily. The systems that we use today, they were designed by the deep state. They were designed to continually help them cheat in the election so they can install the people that they want. And the American people, they understand at this point that the elections are rigged. Actually, 62% of the people know that 2020 was rigged, and 66% of the people believe that 2024 is going to be rigged too. So they know the deep state is cheating. They know what they're about to do. So I do believe what's going to happen is Trump and the Patriots, they've been leading the deep state players down this path. They've been pushing them down this path because they knew their 16-year plan. They knew they wanted to bring us to war. They knew that they kicked everything off for the Great Reset back in March of 2020. So if you know all of this, which means you know the playbook, you know exactly what they're going to do. Sometimes they veer off, and Trump and the Patriots, they use information to bring them back in and set them down the path they want them to go. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're setting them down this path to actually use paper voter ID and one-day voting. Because, again, the people know now, 66% of them, know that the elections are going to be rigged in 2024. So will they accept paper voter ID and one-day voting if there is an event, if we're heading towards war, if we're attacked? I do believe so. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're very, very careful in what they do where they don't want to interfere in the election that actually helps Trump. They will interfere in the election that actually gives them a step up. Now, really think about this for a second and think about what they do where they make sure they don't interfere in the election where it hurts them. America First Legal put this out and said, the Biden-Harris NARA Biden lawyers and Obama legal representative just delayed the release of Biden's vice presidential records, including records on Hunter Biden and his foreign business dealings, until November 6, 2024, the day after the election. We have just been notified by the Biden-Harris DOJ that President Biden's lawyers and President Obama's legal representatives have claimed an extension under the Presidential Records Act, 44 U.S.C. and Section 2208A3B, delaying the public release of records from Joe Biden's time as vice president, including records relating to Hunter Biden and his foreign business dealings. In other words, Biden, Obama, and NARA are concealing these potentially explosive records until the day after the 2024 election. So why are they delaying it? Because if that was brought out into the open, what do you think would happen? The people would see this and say, holy crap, this is one gigantic scandal. He did illegal things. He was dealing with foreign countries. He was accepting money. So do you think people would then vote for Kamala? No, she was part of this whole thing. Obama, Biden, Kamala, they would put all of this together. So right there, you can see that they're doing this to benefit themselves. Now, if this was the opposite and it was Trump, they would release everything right now. Because again, they interfere in the election. Remember, their system that they've created, they use it to install their people. They use it to keep outsiders out. And I think the people now, they understand this. And they could see the two-tier justice system. Actually, when you look at Kamala Harris and you look at Doug Emhoff, you can see he's the one who paid $80,000 to his nanny to keep her quiet. It was an $80,000 hush money payoff. Remember, they always project what they do onto Trump. Now, was he indicted? Did they go after him? Absolutely not. They only go after Trump. Really think about that for a second. And they're the ones who are doing it. That tells you everything you need to know. And you know what else tells you everything you need to know? What's happening up in North Carolina, what's happening in Georgia, what's happening in Tennessee. You could see it's a complete and utter disaster. And Kamala, she went to the area, but again, it was all staged. It was a photo op. She had a special jacket that was made and she insulted the people in that area. Actually, she insulted the people of this entire country. You know why? They can't stand the American people, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. Bree Dale put this out and said, waiting on Title 10 orders from Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, directing Secretary of Defense to redirect military assets for defense support of civil authorities. Lack of coordination, lack of proactive preparedness, lack of planned response. People, they want to help, but Kamala and team, they're actually stopping them from helping. Representative Mike Waltz put this out and said, people are dying stranded in the mountains of North Carolina. Civilian volunteers are stepping in where they can, but why hasn't Biden Harris authorized a dozen of active duty helicopters sitting at Fort Bragg just down the road to go help? Now, think about why they're doing this, why they're not helping the way they should be helping. Number one, yes, we know they hate the American people. That's a given. But think about it. These are very big red areas. Are they trying to make the people suffer? Do they don't want these people to get back up on their feet? Because why? The elections are coming up. I do believe with all these people that have no power, that have no food, their houses are flooded, they want these people stuck in this disaster as the elections approach. And you can see this is becoming very, very, very evident. This is exactly what they're trying to do here. And you can see the people are struggling. When you go to Asheville, North Carolina, someone took a video of the Walmart there. People are standing out in line. And when you look at the shelves inside of Walmart, all the food shelves, they are completely bare. There is no food whatsoever. And FEMA has reported that they just don't have any money to help people. Well, the question is, why don't we have any money to help the American citizens? We have tons of money to help everyone else. Isabella Maria De Luca put this out and said, so far this year, the United States has given $24 billion to Ukraine, $11 billion to Israel, $1.9 billion to Ethiopia, $1.6 billion to Jordan, $1.4 billion to Egypt, $1.1 billion to Afghanistan, $1.1 billion to Somalia, $1 billion to Yemen, $987 million to Congo, $896 million to Syria, 9,000 per illegal immigrant that has entered the U.S., and Americans who have lost everything to the Hurricane Helene will be getting $750. Really think about that for a second. Think about how much money we sent elsewhere and the people of this country. Remember, this is the people's money. It's not Kamala's money. It's not Biden's money. This is the people's money. And the people who pay the taxes are getting $750. And when you look at FEMA, and Representative Anna Paulina Luna put this out, $941 million of FEMA went to illegals. They got free plane tickets. They got free bus tickets. They got clothing. They got housing. They got food. They got phones. You name it, they got it. The American people, they're funding everything else with our money, and they're giving the people of this country absolutely nothing. So what did Kamala do? She showed up for a photo op, and she waited for the cameras to be turned on. Then she did her walk, making it look like it's all official. And the people are like, you're giving us $750. Actually, with Kamala's inflation today, the $750 is really worth $300, by the way. So let's see, there's someone's house that's flooded. Everything is lost. What is $750 going to do? Absolutely nothing. And the people know this. But again, what do they want? They want the people to suffer. They can't stand the people of this country. And if you're not voting for them, they don't want you voting for anybody. They'd rather you not show up. And they would like to use your names for the illegals. Really, that's what they really want to do. Trump War Room on X put this out and said, Kamala finally realizes there's a crisis and follows President Trump to Georgia. Hauls the press into a stage briefing so they can capture her at the head of the table. Kicks the press out and tells the mayor she's now listening after the photo op is complete. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, Kamala and Sleepy Joe are universally being given poor grades for the way that they are handling the hurricane, especially in North Carolina. It is going down as the worst and most incompetently managed storm at the federal level ever seen before. But their management of the border is worse. MAGA 2024. And storm is in quotes, which is very, very interesting. So I do believe that they are doing this on purpose. They don't care about the American people, and they're trying to keep people in this disaster so they don't go and vote in the elections. Again, they're always setting it up so they can cheat in the elections. This is why they're bringing all the illegals into this country. And yes, they're going to use them to vote. Yes, they're going to use them for other missions. I should say missions, because that's really what they're planning to do. Because again, they're going to be using them for certain missions. Remember, this is an invasion. And what's very interesting about this, and Bill Mulugan put this out on X, he says, in a new heavily redacted DHS Inspector General report, the IG finds that CBP, ICE, and TSA did not fully assess risks associated with releasing non-citizens without ID into the U.S. and allowing them to travel on domestic flights. Under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they are getting, they're keeping high-risk non-citizens without identification from entering the country. Additionally, TSA cannot ensure its vetting and screening procedures prevent high-risk non-citizens who may pose a threat to flying public from boarding domestic flights. So they're just letting terrorists in there. They're not vetting anyone. And this is absolutely horrific. Now, what's very interesting about this, during the debates, J.D. Vance mentioned the CBP app and how they bypass everything. Remember, when they're bringing in these individuals and you're having these people brought to the port of entry, they're supposed to have visas, they're supposed to go through vetting, but the CBP app allows them to bypass this. And American First Legal actually put out a video that explains how they're using the CBP One app. Take a listen.
The Biden-Harris administration is gaslighting you, the American people, when it comes to the security of our southern border and the amount of illegal aliens entering the United States. They're mass importing as many aliens as possible, but they're illegally using methods to prevent the American people from knowing just how many aliens are actually entering the country. President Biden, Border Czar Vice President Harris, and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas have used a phone app called CBP One to help illegal aliens get fast pass entry into the United States. Longstanding federal law requires aliens to have a visa before traveling to the United States. They have to take a number of steps before they can come, including filling out a detailed application, completing an interview with a consular officer, getting a medical exam, proving they can support themselves, and other critical vetting steps. But the CBP One app gets rid of all of that. No visa, no problem. Instead, illegal aliens from across the globe are encouraged to download an app and head near a port of entry, schedule an appointment, and then go to the port of entry even though they don't have visas and the law forbids their entry into the United States. No visa, no problem. The aliens don't even have to try to cross the border illegally. The Biden-Harris administration lets them in the front door. Essentially, the Biden-Harris administration created its own immigration system, a fast pass for illegals on a phone app. Even though there is no law that permits it, the CBP One app lets aliens enter basic information about themselves and submit a picture. It's like a dating app for immigration, except DHS almost always swipes right. DHS consistently approves over 95% of applicants through the CBP One app each month. Since January 2023, 680,500 aliens have been processed through the app. 41,800 aliens were processed in June 2024 alone. And those who enter using the CBP One app are not counted in the U.S. Border Patrol encounter statistics. For the Biden-Harris administration, no visa, no problem.
And now you know how they're bringing all the people into this country. And what's very interesting, during the debate, they also said that, hey, the border crossings, they are now down. It's the same trick that they've used before, where they say, hey, look, inflation is down, fuel prices are down. Well, after they brought it up to a place where no one has ever seen it before, they bring it down halfway. They never bring it back to where Trump actually had it. And that's exactly the same trick that they're using with the border crossings. They brought it up to a place where we've never seen this when we go back in history. and they brought it down halfway to make you think they did something special. But it's three times higher than when Trump had it. And that should tell you everything you need to know. So again, they're lying to the American people. American First Legal also put this out on X and said the following. Every American has to get a real ID compliant license to travel. But under Biden-Harris, illegal aliens get to put their name on a piece of paper and go wherever they want. No surprise the Biden-Harris policy is dangerous and totally inconsistent with common sense. So think about it. The American people, we have to follow their strict rules that they put into place. But the illegals that they bring in, they don't have to follow any of these rules. So think really hard about what's happening right now, because they told us after 9/11, what did they say? Oh, we need the Patriot Act. We need you to be searched. We need special IDs. You need to be scanned. We need to make sure that we don't allow terrorists onto planes into certain areas. Remember, they told us they were going to keep us safe. And remember, our founding fathers warned us of this. So they're doing this to the American people under the narrative that they're going to keep the terrorists out. While at the same time, they're bringing the illegals, and you just saw the video of the CBP app, where they're just bringing them in. They don't know who they are. They do no vetting whatsoever. And they're allowing them to get onto planes. They're allowing them to fly to all these different areas. They have no idea if they're a criminal. They have no idea if they're a terrorist. They have no idea about anything. That should tell you everything you need to know. Going back to the very, very beginning, you know who the terrorists were? It was the CIA. It was the FBI. It was the criminal syndicate. It was their terrorists that were terrorizing Americans. It was their terrorists that brought us into war. Then they used the narrative to convince you that it was a terrorist from Iran, a terrorist from Afghanistan, or from other places. They tricked you into making you think that you had to give up your constitutional rights. They used their own terrorists on you. There was never terrorists that were doing any of this. It was the CIA, it was the FBI. They're the ones who created all this. Because if it was such a scary thing and we have to make sure that we have all this protection, they'd be scanning every single one of these illegals. But if they're bringing in the terrorists, they're bringing in the criminals, it's their terrorists, it's their criminals. So go back in time. What were they really doing? They were getting rid of your constitutional rights, chipping away at it a little bit at a time. They wanted you to give up your freedom. That was the whole purpose. The criminal syndicate has always been here. The criminal syndicate has been in charge this entire time. And they use these fake narratives to convince you of something that's not really happening. Just like with COVID. If you go back in time and you start to look at all these things, you see it very, very clearly that we never had to go through these scanners. We never had to be searched. We never had to get the bioweapon. We never had to go to these wars. This was all of their doing. This is how they control the population. This is what Trump and the Patriots are trying to break free of. They're trying to show you, look at the criminal syndicate. This is why we had the pause. The pause is when Trump said, okay, let them cheat in the election. I'll take control of the country. The military will be engaged. Let the resident, let Obama, let all these people show everyone what their true intentions are. This has always been here. Trump needed to wake you up. Trump needed to show you, look, they're trying to destroy your entire life. Do you see them now? Look, do you see them? They've always been here. This is not new. They didn't just appear. They've always been here. You just didn't see it. He needed to make you see it. Now people are realizing it. Now people are seeing it. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Remember event 201? Just before an election, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, and John Hopkins ran a pandemic simulation in October of 2019. Months later, COVID hit. Well, here we go again. It's October. We're on the verge of a historical election, and now there's a bird flu summit. Their playbook is the same. Create chaos, bring back lockdowns, and perform medical tyranny. Wake up. This is their October surprise. Last time we were caught off guard, but now we have a proven solution to protect ourselves and families. The wellness company created the medical emergency kit, and every every home in America should have at least one of these. They're packed with life-saving meds like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and even Z-Pak. And it's all backed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. Picture this. No more frantic searches for a doctor. No more emergency waiting rooms. Just a few clicks, and this kit is delivered to your front door. In times like these, having your medical emergency kit is a necessity. Protect your family by preparing now. Get your kit by heading over to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. Don't wait until it's too late. Act now, take control, and ensure you're protected against whatever comes next. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30 plus free shipping right now. Or just click the link in the description. And the plan is working. The people are reaching the precipice. The people are seeing the truth of the matter. And if it has to do with the economy, those people see how they're trying to destroy the economy. They see that they're not helping them. How we're going to war. Remember, Trump had peace. Now people see how they're trying to push war. Trump had the border secure. Now people see that the open borders do not work, and they see exactly what they're doing. The people now see it. They understand it. They get it. This is how you have change. Not by a stupid debate. Not by anything else. This is why Trump had to bring everyone down this path. Because the only way for you to really say, oh God, I can't take it anymore, I need to make a change, is to actually feel discomfort, to feel what's really going on, to have it heavy, forced down on you. That's what makes a change. That's what gets people off their ass to say, you know what? Enough is enough. What they're doing is absolutely horrific. You see it with the hurricane. You see it what's going on in Israel. You see it everywhere now. This was the only way to show the people, to really make them understand. And yes, it's going to get a little bit worse. Yes, it's going to get a little bit more dark. Why? Because there's not enough people that are awake. We need the D's. We need them on our side, because this is America. We're the American people, and the people must see the enemy, and the people must fight against the enemy. Who's the enemy? It's the criminal syndicate. It's all the illegals that they're letting in. The House Judiciary, GOP, put this out on X and said, Kamala Harris has let at least 1.7 million potential national security threats cross the border. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, he's letting everyone know. Listen, once the people are awake, once the people see the problem, you know what we're going to do? Well, number one, they're going to elect me. Number two, I'm going to reverse everything that they have been doing. Libby Dean put this out and said, Trump says he would revoke the temporary protective status of Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio. And he will do this. He will reverse everything the deep state has been doing. Now, the other thing that we could see happening, and again, this has to do with exposing the enemy. Remember, the enemy controls certain people in Hollywood, in corporations, in sports, in D.C. And how do they do this? Well, they find out what their fetishes are. They blackmail them. They film them. And they use this against them. And what's very interesting, since Diddy got arrested and Epstein was arrested, of course, he didn't kill himself, we know that there's definitely information waiting to be brought out into the open. This is why Hillary Clinton's panicking. This is why Adam Schiff is panicking. This is why Adam Schiff and many other D's, they want censorship because they're preparing for what is coming. But what's very interesting is that Piers Morgan, he was actually interviewing R&B singer Jaguar Wright, and she made a shocking allegation against two of the most powerful figures in the music industry, Sean Corey Carter, also known as Jay-Z, and his wife Beyonce. So this is very, very interesting. Wright, she didn't hold back. She labeled Jay-Z a monster, akin to Sean Diddy Combs. She now claims that there are hundreds of victims ready to come forward with harrowing stories about Jay-Z and Beyonce, accusing the power couple of maintaining control over people against their will. Oh, see, this is much, much larger than anyone could ever imagine. This is much deeper and wider. Remember, Trump told us a long time ago, human trafficking, child trafficking, women trafficking, this is very, very ancient. They use the internet and they control people with all of this. And I do believe when people find out who's involved with this, people are going to be absolutely shocked. This has been going on for a very long time. Of course, all those people that have been reporting it, they call them what? Conspiracy theorists. But now everyone's starting to realize that all these conspiracies, they are now coming true. And I do believe when this information is brought out into the public realm, people are really going to see the truth. People are going to start to understand that, holy crap, this is truly a criminal syndicate, and it's a lot worse than anyone could ever imagine. And this is why you have Newsom, Adam Schiff, and the rest pushing censorship. And remember, Newsom, he decided to pass a law that banned deep fakes. You know, anything that's, you know, done as a parody or anything that's created by AI. And he said, you know what? We're not allowing this in California. And what's very interesting, all those people that created the parody and the AI and everything else, they just continually made it over and over and over. But what's very interesting is that a federal court issued a preliminary injunction against the two-week-old California law that effectively bans election-related deepfakes. And the judge says that this is completely and utterly unconstitutional because the people are allowed to speak freely. Remember, the First Amendment was put into place to allow people to speak freely. It doesn't matter if it's hate speech. It doesn't matter if it's speech you don't like. It doesn't matter if it's misinformation or disinformation, because there's only one type of speech. That is free speech. And if people don't want to listen to it, if people don't like what you're saying, that's their business. The government has no say. This is why our founding fathers put this into place. It was a contract between we the people to the government saying, you're not allowed to stop us from saying what we want to say. And it doesn't matter if it's misinformation, disinformation, hate speech. You have no right to tell us what to say. Why? Because we're born with these rights. That's what our founding fathers put into place. So right there, California was just pushed back. Elon Musk responded and said, California's unconstitutional law infringing on your freedom of speech has been blocked by the court. Yay. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is we could see how the deep state players, they're going to be going after the social media platforms. Right now, Telegram users are reporting outages. Now, I do believe Telegram is now being controlled by certain entities. We could see things are kind of changing on Telegram. They're trying to get control of X, which they're having a very difficult time. They're trying to get control of Rumble and Truth. So if they can't get control of these platforms, what are they going to do? They're going to ban them any way they possibly can. And that's what they're going to be doing in the end. You can see they're trying to push the idea of censorship as we get closer and closer to presidential election. This is the communication blackout that you're witnessing right now. And they will become more and more desperate as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. This is why they waited for October, because again, they're going to try to push everything they possibly can do to try to shut people up. They don't want people telling the truth, especially when information comes out against them. That's the only reason they want to censor people. They're not going to censor people that are all for their narrative. They're going to censor people when you actually counter their narrative. So if you're displaying videos or pictures of them having sex with boys or girls, they don't want that out there. If you're going to counter their narrative about, hey, this virus, it's not really deadly, you can take ivermectin, you can take hydroxychloroquine, or natural immunity will help you, no problem. They don't want you talking about that. When the election happens, they don't want people putting it out on social media showing how they're cheating with the ballots. See, those are the things that they want to censor. If you're all for their narrative, they're never going to censor you. That's how it works. Now, what's very interesting is that during the debates, we had Tim Walz. He was talking about Trump saying that he allowed Iran to enrich more uranium under him because of his policies. But when you look at what has been really happening under Biden, under Harris, it looks like Iran enriched a lot more uranium, and now most likely they have a nuclear weapon. So again, he told another lie. Seems like he continually tells lies over and over and over. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you could see the deep state players, they're going to be using their illegals, actually their soldiers. Actually, we should start calling them soldiers because that's really what they are. They are the deep state soldiers. They're going to be using them in all the different blue cities. And remember, you're seeing crime in all these cities. you're seeing them release the criminals back onto the streets, because in the end, criminals want criminals out on the streets because they have no moral compass. So if you tell them to burn, loot, kill, destroy, they will do exactly that. And actually, when you look back in time and you look at all these different cities, you could see they've always been run by Democratic mayors. Seattle, the last time voters elected a Republican mayor in Seattle was 1964. Minneapolis, 1957. Portland, 1952. Chicago, 1927. D.C., never had a Republican mayor. But Democrats want to blame Trump for crime in all these different cities. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the DOJ IG report on January 6th is going to be brought out into the open. And Republicans should actually demand this before the elections, because Michael Horowitz, he indicated that the report would address the use of FBI informants. And I do believe people are going to be absolutely shocked and stunned when they realize that there were confidential human sources, that there were FBI on the ground dressed up as Trump supporters, that there was the Capitol Police also dressed up as Trump supporters or working with the FBI and working with those people that were dressed up as Trump supporters. Now, what's very interesting about this, and Tom Massey is actually warning Merrick Garland that he will face consequences if the DOJ is found to have interfered with the release of its investigator general's report on DOJ activity on January 6th. So he is now warning Merrick Garland, don't interfere with this, because we know that Merrick Garland is going to, because they don't want that information out there. Because once again, what do we know? We know that there were FBI informants who were dressed up as Trump supporters, and they're the ones who broke the windows. They're the ones who did all of this. Kenneco the Great put this out, and it's a video of an FBI informant breaking a window. And this is what he put out. The DOJ just gave a January 6th protester a 10-year sentence for breaking a Capitol window. Suspiciously, a masked man wearing an earpiece was also caught on video breaking a Capitol window, but was never been added to the FBI's most wanted list, arrested, or charged. The unidentified man, dressed like a government agent, encourages a journalist to break the window, saying, "Why don't you guys open up the rest of it?" The journalist responds, "Because I think that would probably be illegal." The masked man acknowledges the illegality by saying, "Well, I know," but then suspiciously breaks the window himself. Shortly after realizing he's being recorded, the masked man quickly drops the window and violently shoves another man, awkwardly blaming him for the breaking of the window. As the DOJ sentences one January 6th protester to 10 years for breaking a Capitol window, the question arises, why isn't the FBI interested in identifying this masked man wearing an earpiece who was caught on video breaking a Capitol window? And very interesting, the guy's dressed in black, has a black mask, a black cap. He has an earpiece, a walkie-talkie, and he's wearing tan pants. Who do you think this is? You think he was the only one? No. Who do you think that took down all the barriers? Who was directing everyone? This is what's in the IG report. And everyone knows it. Everyone knows that this was an insurrection by the criminal syndicate against the sitting president of the United States. Who was the sitting president of the United States? It was President Trump. Biden was not the resident. The election was not certified. This was not the transition of power. It doesn't happen on January 6th. The transition of power happens on the 20th. So the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, CIA, FBI, Antifa, Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest, they staged an insurrection against a sitting president. That's what they did. And then they hid his tweet that says, "Go home peacefully and patriotically." He was talking to the deep state players. That's the signal that it was an insurrection. If they don't abide by it, it's an insurrection. So that's what you witness. And this is why they don't want anyone to realize and understand that it was them. That's why they're going to try to cover up everything that they did. But I think in the end, it's all going to come out. Just like it's all coming out that, once again, the deep state debate was completely biased because it's a deep state debate. The debates are set up by the system. It's a system debate to make you think that you have two candidates. And when you have an outsider, what do they have to do? They have to make sure the outsider doesn't win. But every time they try, they fail. And it gets worse and worse for them. And what do we come to find out about the moderators of CBS? Well, Paul Sperry put this out and said, the real name of the anti-Trump husband of CBS debate moderator Margaret Brennan is Ali Iyad Yaqub, a Muslim born to Syrian parents who wrote a 2005 paper from Miami University titled The Islamic Roots of Democracy, arguing Sharia law embodies justice and tolerance. Paul Sperry then put this out. Records reveal CBS News host and last night's VP debate moderator Margaret Brennan's husband worked as a foreign policy advisor to Senator Joe Biden in 2000 and 2001. Can anyone say bias? Absolutely. Remember, it's all part of the system. That's what you're seeing. All these different networks, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, all of them, they're all part of the system. But what's very interesting is you can see every day that passes, the deep state, they're not winning. Their system doesn't work anymore. The people are awake. The people are looking in other places to get their information. And ever since Taylor Swift endorsed Harris, it's not worked out very well for her. Insurrection Barbie put this out and said, Harris lost 2 million listeners on Spotify. The number of viewers for her YouTube videos in the U.S. also dropped by nearly 10% following her endorsement of Harris. It's not working out very, very well for Taylor Swift. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that after the debates, you know what happened? People started to look for J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy book. And the Google searches skyrocketed, which tells you everything you need to know. People saw Vance. People realized that the fake news had been lying to them. And now searches for his book just skyrocketed. You think the deep state players, you think they're panicking right now? Absolutely. But we could see that Jack Smith and Judd Chukin, they decided to release their October surprise. Julie Kelly put this out on X and says, Judd Chukin just unsealed Jack Smith's immunity motion, explaining why the remainder of his J6 indictment against Donald Trump is not subjected to presidential immunity per SCOTUS ruling. Just in time as Harris Waltz tried to make J6 a top campaign issue. I mean, this is laughable when you think about it. What happened in the Biden White House from late June to mid-July when Democratic officials bullied Biden out of the race while he dug in his heels? DOJ and Jack Smith are attempting to criminalize political activity by a president while in office, calling interactions with political interests as private, not presidential. Smith is walking a dangerous line with SCOTUS, who determined Trump's comms with VP Pence was presumptively immune. Smith must salvage that part of the new indictment because there is basically nothing left of the case between SCOTUS immunity and Fisher rulings. Important to emphasize the so-called crimes Jack Smith charged Trump with, conspiracy to defraud and conspiracy against rights. Some Supreme Court justices raised the vagueness of those charges, arguing any president could be accused of the same. Also, two 1512C, two related counts, neither of which will pass the SCOTUS test in Fisher versus U.S., no matter how hard Jack Smith wants to pretend alternative electoral certificates are evidence. Now, again, he knows this is a dead end, but what are they doing? They're using this as a headline to try to convince people that Trump is actually a criminal. And they know later on that this will be shut down just like everything else, but they're actually trying to push this. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and he's pointing to a post that says the following. Whether now the fully debunked Russia, 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 Iran, 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 Ukraine, 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 51 intelligence agents spying on my campaign, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, or any other scams, this illegal action taken by the Justice Department, including their raid on Mar-a-Lago for a case that was dismissed, will end just like all the others, with complete victory for President Donald J. Trump. Make America great again. Then he said the following. The release of this falsehood-ridden, unconstitutional J6 brief immediately following Tim Walz's disastrous debate performance and 33 days before the most important election in the history of our country is another obvious attempt by the Harris-Biden regime to undermine and weaponize American democracy and interfere in the 2024 presidential election. Deranged Jack Smith, the hand-picked prosecutor of the Harris-Biden DOJ, and Washington, D.C.-based radical left Democrats are hell-bent on continuing to weaponize the Justice Department in an attempt to cling to power. Trump is dominating the election cycle, leading in the polls, and the radical Democrats throughout the deep state are totally freaking out. This entire case is a partisan, unconstitutional witch hunt that should be dismissed entirely, just like the Florida case was dismissed. Absolutely. And it's very interesting that he said freaking out, because that reminds me of Post 1347. And Anon on the board, this is May 12, 2018, says they are freaking out because someone in Iran has threatened to name names of politicians in the West who took bribes to get the deal done. There is a twat to that effect a couple breads ago. News beginning to leak. Old, future proofs past, eyes on. That's very interesting. So I wonder if we're going to see information pour out about Iran, because Iran is in focus. The DOJ brought it into focus, very interestingly. And now we can see that Obama most likely will be brought into focus along with everything else. That's very interesting. Trump on Truth put out two truths and says, I didn't rig the 2020 election. They did, which is absolutely true. And he said for 60 days prior to an election, the Department of Injustice is supposed to do absolutely nothing that would taint or interfere with the said election. They disobeyed their own rule in favor of complete and total election interference. I did nothing wrong. They did. The case is a scam just like all the others, including the document case, which was dismissed. And the people of this country, they understand because they've been through all of it. All the Russia, all the Alpha Bank hoax, all the Ukraine hoax. Every single case has been a hoax created by the deep state players. So what they're doing right now is not going to work whatsoever. And it's going to fail. And it's actually going to make Trump more powerful. It's going to bring more people over to his side, because you know why? The people see the election interference. They see it clear as day right now. Again, sometimes you must show the people. And the people now are definitely seeing it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they've been making and creating this narrative that Iran is behind all the assassinations. Now, this does work in favor of Trump because Iran becomes in focus. That can then be brought to Obama. And we know that the deep state players, they're being brought down a path where they're going to attack most likely the election system or the national infrastructure. And they're going to try to bring us to war, which is going to actually help Trump and the Patriots push the passing of the SAVE Act. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to bring the deep state players down this path. But the other thing that it's actually showing the people is that it's not really Iran. It's the FBI. They're the ones who are actually orchestrating all of this. Now, what's very interesting is that the prosecutors, they have requested an indefinite delay in trial for Trump's assassination attempt suspect Ryan Routh. So they want this to be delayed. They never want to try the case. Why? Because once again, who is this individual? He works with the FBI. The FBI actually set him up as a patsy. They really don't want to bring him to trial. They don't want information out there. So they're trying to delay it. But what's very interesting is that Lee Smith put out something, it's called The FBI Entraps Another Fake Assassin. And it looks like the FBI is behind everything that we're seeing today. And this is how it starts. The Islamic Republic definitely has it out for Trump, but it seems this most recent Iranian plot to kill the Republican candidate was hatched by the FBI. Earlier this month, the DOJ announced that it had charged a Pakistani national with ties to Iran in connection to a plot to assassinate a politician or a U.S. government official on U.S. soil. According to these reports, Trump was the target. The suspect, Asif Merchant, entered the country in April and was arrested in July 12th as he prepared to leave the country. It appears that Merchant was the Iranian threat to the Secret Service, was briefed on before July 13th rally in Butler, PA. The FBI arranged his entry into the U.S., according to an August Twitter post from Fox correspondent Bill Malugin. Merchant was admitted into the U.S., via parole for significant public benefit. When Custom and Border Patrol encountered him at the airport in Texas in April after he flew in from overseas, the sponsors of his parole was the FBI's Dallas office. Malugin's sources told him the FBI intelligence on Merchant before he arrived in the U.S. and needed him to physically come into the country to develop the case on him and arrest him, and that if they had arrested him at Customs, they would not have been able to gather the evidence and information about his plot. But to date, there's little evidence the FBI developed a case based on intelligence collected before Merchant's entry. Rather, it seems more likely that the federal law enforcement imported a terrorist entrapment target for the purpose of fabricating a plot. Former FBI agent turned whistleblower Steve Friend says the Bureau's playbook is simple. Identify a vulnerable person, establish a fake friendship with undercover agents and informants, encourage him to agree to commit a terrorist act he is otherwise incapable of committing, then arrest him. And that's exactly what they did. So we could see the deep state players there behind all of this. But again, I do believe they're going down this path. They're using Iran because, again, Trump assassinated Soleimani. So they decided, ooh, Iran is angry at Trump for this. So they're using Iran as their cover story for what they're about to do. What are they going to do? Yes, they're going to try to assassinate Trump once again. They'll try. I don't believe they'll succeed whatsoever. I do believe the military intelligence is basically monitoring the situation. Plus, they'll use Iran to actually infiltrate the national infrastructure, which means a cyber attack. They will have Iran start the war. Remember, Iran is associated with Russia. So Russia is still in the picture. So, and North Korea is associated with Iran and Russia. So all the players are still there. And I do believe this is their plan to push us into war. And I do believe they might have taken the bait and they might have went down the path Trump and the Patriots set, because actually who brings this into focus? It brings Obama into focus. It brings their treasonous acts into focus. And I think in the end, the people are going to start to see the truth, just like the people now are seeing the truth in this country. And it looks like the plan that Trump put forth to wake the people up, it's definitely working. Trump, he put this out on Truth. It says, Team Kennedy, everyone I know on the home team is texting me. They've been up on their feet cheering. And two of my most Kool-Aid lib friends texted me, okay, he's good. And wow, JD is kind of impressive, which is major begrudging praise from Blue no matter who types. DJT has been walking through fire for all of us out there every single day. I'm so grateful for this superhuman strength and courage to have never given up in the face of the unfathomable assaults, and now he's going to win back our country. I can feel it. And what's very interesting is that during an MSNBC segment, we had host Ari Melber. He was appalled after anti-Trump impeachment witnesses who vowed never to vote for Trump says he's now voting for Trump. Why? Because no matter what happened on January 6th, everything that Harris is doing right now is 10 times worse, and she should be prosecuted for what she has done. The people now are seeing it. The people now are understanding who's the true enemy of this country. And you could see that the people now are looking toward Trump. Now, Trump continually puts out the poll numbers. I do believe he has his internal poll numbers. I do believe he knows that the people are definitely with him. But this is what he put out from Eric Daugherty. The latest electoral map from Battleground polling is a Trump Electoral College victory. Trump 296, Harris 226. And I do believe that these numbers are going to be much, much larger for Trump. I do believe what Trump is doing right now, he's using the same strategy as Reagan. And if you really look at it, Harris has destroyed the economic system, and Trump and J.D. Vance say, are you better off today? Were you better off when Trump was in office? And I think most of the people in this country, I think the majority, they're siding with Trump. And when you look at what Reagan did, well, it looks like he had the majority of the country voting for him. And what's very interesting is you can see the deep state players, they're trying to cheat any way they possibly can. And it doesn't seem like everyone's going along with it. George put this out on X and said, Huntington Beach Mayor Gracie Van Dirkmark says she will be defying Gavin Newsom's new law that bans California election officials from requiring voter ID. The state cannot pass any laws that strip us from our constitutional rights, so that law does not apply to us or affect our new election laws. In March, the voters of Huntington Beach voted to pass a ballot initiative empowering the city to require ID to vote. Immediately after the measure passed, the Democrat-controlled legislator introduced a bill to undo it, which Newsom signed into law a few days ago. Mayor Van Dirkmark's statement definitely mean will be seeing an all-out legal war in California state courts to determine whether the state can prevent cities from safeguarding elections. And actually, if you look at their train of thought, where they're saying that, oh, if we use voter IDs for elections, it's racist, people won't be able to vote. Well, maybe we won't use voter ID or any type of ID anywhere else. Because if I need to go buy liquor, if I need to go get a hotel room, if you need welfare, listen, I can't use an ID. It's racist. Actually, I don't have an ID. Is that okay? Because once again, this is racist. And if you really use that train of thought, it's absolutely ridiculous. And really think about it. When don't you need an ID? This is what the Democrats put into place. Voting in the election and coming into this country illegally. Think about that for a second. Unbelievable. But we could see their system, it is not secure like they said it's secure. Liz Harrington put this out and said, Dominion has been using the same basic password, literally, it's DVS Corp08 since 2008. So how in the world can this election be secure? It is not. And we could see that the election systems are connected to the internet. They're not air-gapped. We could see that the encryption keys, people have them. They could modify the elections, and everyone knows the password. And it's been the same since 2008. How in the world is this secure? It is not. And the people know this. And the people, they understand that there is rigging of the election. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, lots of shrill noise today about 2020 and 2024 election fraud. 62% of all likely voters say cheating affected the outcome of 2020, and 66% expected to affect the results next month, now including a majority of Democrats. So that's very interesting. So more and more people are now realizing that the elections are rigged, which means I do believe it's going to be a lot easier for people to accept paper voter ID and one-day voting. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed. And this is why I do believe the deep state players have put out two different narratives to convince you that, number one, the elections can't be manipulated. And if they are manipulated, well, it's because of Iran, China, and Russia. So that should tell you everything you need to know. But I do believe what's happening right now, Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing the deep state players down this path. The people are seeing it. The people are understanding that they are the true enemy to this country, and more people are waking up, more and more people are siding with Trump, which means the people will go along with Trump and people will accept one-day voting, voter ID, paper ballots. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.